For our scripture lesson, let us turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20.
我们请翻开到约翰福音第二十章。
Verse 24 to 29.
第二十四到二十九节。
John 20:24-29。
约翰福音第二十章二十四到二十九节。
But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto Thomas, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
约翰福音第二十章二十四到二十九节，那十二个门徒中有称为迪士马的多马。耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手。”伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说：“我的主，我的神。”耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信。那没有看见就信的，有福了。”
The title of my message is Thomas almost committed the unpardonable sin.
我要讲的题目是。多马几乎犯了这不可赦的罪。
Of all disciples, he said, "Unless I put my finger into the nail prints of the hand and put my hand into his side, which was thrust by a sword, by a spear,
就是
I will not believe."
在众门徒当中，只有他说。除非我用手指头能够摸到耶稣的手，然后用手来探入他的那个钉痕，还用手探入他的肋旁，就是那他们用剑刺了他的那个部分，我总不信。
Do you believe in the risen Savior?
你是否相信主耶就是复活的救主呢
？If you do not believe that He rose from the dead, you will be lost.
如果你不相信。主已经从死里复活的，那你就是沦亡了。
But thank God for Thomas because he almost fell into the pit of destruction.
但是我们要感谢主，就是因为多马他几乎就陷入了这个毁灭的道路当中。
When Jesus appeared to him, he immediately repented.
在耶稣出现在他面前的时候呢，他立刻就认罪悔改。
I believe he immediately dropped on his knees and worshipped the Lord, my Lord, my God.
我相信他是立刻跪下，然后敬拜神，说我的神，我的主啊。
Immediately there was a tremendous change in his life.
他的生命就立刻有了改变。
When we believe in the risen Savior, our lives are changed.
当我们相信了复活的救主的时候，我们生命就会改变。
What a great difference it came to him.
这改变在他来说是非常明显的。
He was called the doubting Thomas.
人们甚至说他是疑惑的多马。
But now he became the doubting Thomas, the strong Thomas.
现在呢，他却是有坚信的多马。
After Peter and Paul,
就是在彼得和保罗之后
，Thomas became the most famous of all the other apostles.
除了彼得和保罗以外呢，多马就是在众使徒当中我们比较清楚了解的。
Because today in South India, there is a Thomas Church everywhere you go.
在印度的南部呢，有就是一间教会，就是多马教会，有很多人去。
How did it come about?
是怎么来的呢
？Tradition strongly tells us that he landed in India, in South India, A.D. 52.
在按传统的说法呢，就是多马就是在公元后52年呢，来到了印度的南部。
And he established 7 churches in the state of Kerala.
他在 Kerala 这个地方呢，建立了7间教会。
And it is stated that he even visited South China.
而甚至于有人说他，到过了中国南部。
Because there is a painting of him on the raft in a bamboo pool. On the sea.
而就是有一个木筏当中呢有他的那个画像。
Today in Madras, South India, there is a church in commemoration of his martyrdom.
在马德拉在印度南印度的马德拉斯呢有一间教会是来纪念他为主殉道的。
Tradition says that all the apostles died as martyrs.
而根据传统的记载呢，就是说所有的使徒呢都是为主而殉道的。
I had the privilege of visiting this church in Madras, commemorating Thomas' martyrdom.
我有这个荣幸呢，就是到马德拉斯去到这间纪念多马为主殉道的这样的一个教会。
When I went to preach in India in the 60s.
当我在60年代到印度传道的时候呢，我就到过这间教会。
The Thomas, the doubting became the doubting, is the most thrilling Christian experience.
而多马从疑惑到坚信呢，这是一个基督徒的经历当中是最令人振奋的。
Do you want to have that thrilling Christian experience?
你是否要有这样的一个振奋人心的一种经历呢？
Have you ever confessed your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ?
你曾否已经向耶稣基督来认罪悔改了呢
？Have you called upon Him to be saved?
你是否求他来拯救你呢
？If you truly repent of your sins, this is the season.
如果你愿意真正认罪悔改，现在就是时候了。
And turn from the wicked world unto the Lord.
你该转离这罪恶的世界，然后转向神。
You will have this wonderful, thrilling experience.
你就能够有这样的一个振奋人心的一种经历。
And I speak from my own experience. When I was age 15 and had often called on the Lord.
我本身也曾经历过，因为在我15岁的时候，我常常呼求神。
But I was not yet born again.
但是我还未重生得救。
But this time in 1935, with a great Pentecostal revival in Singapore.
但是在1935年，就是在新加坡有这个复兴的时候。
I thoroughly repented from my sins.
我完全的认罪悔改。
And was born again.
重生得救。
And for the first time, as it were.I saw the risen Savior.
然后我第一次的就是看到了复活的救主。
And what a transformation!
这是何等大的一个改变。
That I also heard the call to serve the Lord in full-time service.
因为我也听到了神的呼召，让我来全时间的侍奉他。
And we had the risen Savior Easter experience. Prolong many more years.
而我们这样的一个在复活节的这样的一个经历呢，我们就延续下去。
For Miss Leonard Wu, the successor of John Sung,
就是
吴静明
女士呢，就是她继续了这个宋尚杰博士的工作。
After John Sung left Singapore,
而宋博士他离开新加坡过后
，the first Easter that followed, she organized.An Easter caroling party.
宋博士离开新加坡过后的第一个复活节主日呢，吴静玲女士她就筹办了第一个的这样的一个复活节的唱诗的这样的一个聚会。
Using all his seminary students,
他就召集了所有的神学院的学生。
And they went about singing, "Christ the Lord is risen today." Between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m.
他们就在清晨四点到六点钟呢，就挨户的来唱主耶稣复活的这样的一些诗歌。
There may be about 10 to 15 families.
而就是有大概15到20个家庭。
And I was so glad that they came to us.
是10到15个家庭，然后我很高兴就是他们来到我们的家庭。
The reason being that I was staying in a parsonage in a church.
因为我和家人都住在这个教会当中。
So here, more of the converts would converge and wait for the coming caroling party.
这里就有很多的信徒来到这个牧师楼，然后来迎接这样的一个唱诗队。
It was such a thrilling experience again, as it were, we saw the Lord.
就是令人振奋的一个经历，因为我们就似乎就是又重新见到主。
This Easter caroling party went on for quite a number of years.
这样的一个复活节的唱诗的一个活动呢，就持续了好几年。
But slowly the thrill went off.
但是呢，这样的一个振兴的一种经历呢，却是人们的心情就淡了下来。
The influence of the revival subsided.
这样的一个复兴会的影响呢就减退了。
It shows how weak we are.
这就让我们看到我们是多么软弱的。
But I thank God that when we started Life Church.
但是我要感谢主，就是在我们成立生命堂的时候。
Instead of the caroling party on Easter morning before the people get up.
就是我们并没有持续这样的一个在复活节清晨，在人们还未睡醒的时候就去唱诗的这样一个活动。
We have had the wonderful experience of all the members of the church to come together for the Easter sunrise service.
我们却开始了，就是在复活节清晨，我们有这样的一个聚会。
And we also had a tradition from the beginning.Of an Easter breakfast.
我们从教会成立的时候呢，就开始了，在聚会过后有聚餐，就是早餐。
Today, about 60 churches BP in Singapore.
而现今大概有在新加坡大概有60所的笃信圣经长老会。
They all continue to have this Easter sunrise service.
他们都延续了这样的一个习惯，就是主日清就是复活节清晨有这样的一个。精神的聚会。
Owing to the increase of numbers and bigness of our church, we have divided into many places.
与笃信圣经长老会是有很多的教会呢，所以我们就各自的去进行。
In the beginning, we went to McRitchie Reservoir, all of us.
我们开始的时候是所有的笃信圣经长老会呢都到曼里之蓄水池。
Now it is McRitchie in Pierce Reservoir.Life Church and Calvary Church, we have our own because of the increase of numbers.
是呢，因为人数的增加，所以我们就各自的在生命堂、还有加略堂，甚至于曼里之蓄水池和贝雅之蓄水池。
This year, as I meditated on the Easter message,
当我在准备这个复活节的信息的时候
，I came to the almost unpardonable sin committed.By Thomas,
我就思想到多马他几乎所犯的这样的一个不可赦的一个罪。
And immediately I remembered two other unbelievers in the church.
现在我就立刻的就想到了在教会当中的另外两个不信的人。
They are recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17.
在提摩太后书第二章第十七节。
One is called Hymenaeus, the other is called Philetus.
第一个就是徐米乃和腓利图。
And Paul was very unhappy with them.
而保罗对他们非常的不满意。
Because they were denying the resurrection.
因为他们否定了主耶稣复活的这样的一个真理。
So they spoiled the faith of some.
所以呢，他们就影响了一些信徒的信心。
That brings me to my surmise of lifers.
所以呢，就让我对于生命堂的会友有了这样的一个总结。
If there were unbelievers under Paul's preaching, there surely would be unbelievers under my preaching.
就是即使在使徒保罗的传道之下呢，也有信徒是疑惑的，那么在我的传道之下呢，也会有信徒是疑惑的。
This can be proven by a friend of mine who went to the Johnson Revival.
这就让我想到了我一个朋友，他是出席了这个宋尚杰博士的奋兴会。
When the Second World War came, that is about 5 years after Johnson left.
在二战的时候呢，就是宋博士离开新加坡五年过后。
I went to visit him.To revive the happy times you had in the revival.
我去探望我这个朋友，希望能够重新的，就是有这样的一个奋兴的一种经历和时光。
But unfortunately, he gave me a cold shoulder.
但是呢，他却不理会我。
He said, "I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God."
他说我不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
I believe him only to be a prophet.
我只认为他是一个先知。
That shows there may be some who do not believe in the resurrection under my ministry in Life Church.
现在在我在生命堂的侍奉当中呢，可能就有人会怀疑主耶稣复活的这样的一个事实。
So, Hymenaeus and Philetus, they may be members of the Corinthian Church.
所以徐米乃和腓利图他们虽然是哥林多教会的信徒。
That is why when Paul writing to the Corinthians, he had to bring up this matter of unbelief in his resurrection.
现在保罗在他的书信当中必须提起对于他们质疑主耶稣基督复活的这样的一个事实的事情。
Let us turn to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15, every one of us.
我们都翻开到哥林多前书第十五章。
And let us read Paul's sermon.To the Corinthians.
我们来看看使徒保罗是怎么对哥林多信徒说话的。
I need not argue, but let Paul preach this sermon. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Verse 12.
第十二节，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
Verse 13, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen.
第十三节，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。你们所信的也是枉然。
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised up, if so be that the dead rise not.
并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若使人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
For sins by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
This morning we were responsive reading in Matthew chapter 28, the whole chapter.
今天早上的起因经文是在马太福音第二十八章的整章。
And that tells us about the soldiers guarding Jesus at night.
那段经文呢就告诉我们看守耶稣基督的那个尸体的兵丁。
But early in the morning there was a great earthquake.
但是在清晨的时候呢，就地就震动了。
And angels appeared.
然后天使也出现在他们面前。
Rolled away the stone.
他们滚开了那石头。
And Jesus came out of the tomb.
而耶稣就从这个坟墓里出来。
And these soldiers, Roman soldiers, were really scared to death.
而这些罗马的兵丁呢，就非常的惧怕。
So they went to report to the chief priests.That put them there. In fact, they paid the wages you have to guard the tomb and don't let Jesus Christ come out.
而事前呢，这祭司长就还他们工钱，让他们看守这个坟墓，所以这些兵丁就立刻的跑到祭司长那里去。
And the chief priest got together with the elders and bribed these soldiers.
而祭司长和那些长老们呢，就聚集。来商议怎样的贿赂这些兵丁。
To say that in the night when we were asleep, the disciples came and carried away the body of Jesus.
让兵丁说在晚上我们睡着的时候呢，主的门徒来偷走了主的身体。
What a ridiculous statement! A lie is always a lie. You can never escape.
我们绝对不能谎言是很容易被看穿的。
There is the advice of some psychologists that say if you tell the lie and keep on telling the lie, people will believe.
而有些心理学家就却认为说，如果你撒谎的，然后你继续的来说这些谎言呢，人们可能就会相信。
No one can ever keep a lie.
没有人能够这谎言会是会不攻自破的。
The first reason is that the lie.Is not founded on truth.
主要原因是谎言是并不是建立在真理之上。
And that leads us to our second point of unbelief in the church.
现在我们就看到在教会当中如果有疑惑的这第二个重点。
Especially like the chief priests and the elders, the Pharisees and the scribes.
就如这些祭司长还有长老。还有法利赛人和文士一样
All these disbelief any doctrine that our Lord had preached
就是针对主耶稣基督所传的任何的教义他们都怀疑
And Jesus condemned them to death that they were blaspheming the Holy Spirit
而耶稣就定他们的罪因为他们亵渎了圣灵
Today sad to say there are manyStanding on the pulpit here, that preach doctrines all contrary to the truth.
但是很可悲的就是有些人他们却站在讲台上，然后他们所传的道呢是与真理背道而驰的。
Especially bishops, pastors, and theologians.
一定是一些牧师，还有一些神学家。
One American theologian even said that someday he may find the bones of Jesus on the slopes of the Judean hills.
而有一个美国的神学家甚至于说，你有一天可能就会在这个山上能够找到耶稣的骨灰。
What blasphemous statement!
这是何等亵渎神的这样的一个话语。
A latest statistic shows that one quarter of Anglican bishops do not believe the virgin birth and the resurrection.
而有最新的数据显示呢，在圣公会的教会当中，有四分之一的那些侍奉的人，他们不相信那个主耶稣是借着童贞女玛利亚而生的，
and his resurrection.
还有他的复活的真理。
But thank God today we are here gathered together for the last 53 years in a sunrise service to declare Jesus is alive. How do I know that he is alive? That he is resurrected? I know it in my heart.
而我们要感谢主，在这53年来我们都聚集在这来，在主日复活节主日有这样的一个晨曦礼拜来纪念主耶稣基督的确复活了。我们怎么知道主耶稣基督复活了呢？因为我们在心中知道主耶稣基督复活。
This is based on all the wonderful witnesses recorded in the Bible about the resurrection.
因为我们按照圣经给我们的记录，就是所有的提到主耶稣，人们见证主耶稣基督复活的这样的一个记载。
We all say he is risen. 他复活了，
因为我们都说他复活了。
Finally, the Apostle Paul reaffirms the faith.
而最后呢，使徒保罗也坚信这样的一个，也重新坚定了这样的一个真理。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 9,
在罗马书第十章第九节，
And he declares,
他宣布说，
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
你若口里认耶稣为主，
and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead,
心里信神叫他从死里复活，
thou shalt be saved,
就必得救。
What a comforting thought and a verse to all of us today. If we believe that God has raised him from the dead in our heart, we shall be saved.
这让信徒是多么 得到多大的安慰，因为我们只要心里面相信神叫主耶稣基督从死里复活，我们就必得救。